Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore episode 231 is coming your way. Today we're talking about using sustenance on solo by Yura Pharma. So in this one, Mobster and I are going to go over how we can use sustenance effectively. We're going to go over different sustenance esters and mixing them, advantages or not. Can you run it solo? How to use for TRT? Yura Pharmacy sustenance options, first cycle ideas, and why Yura Pharmacies is a solid option. First, let me remind everyone, we are on Apple. We are on Spotify. Make sure you smash the like button. Like, subscribe. We're on different platforms. Leave comments, all that good stuff. It helps the algorithms pick us up so that we can spread to more people out there. So with that said, let's talk about sustenance, Mobster. So let's get into, first of all, let's talk about the different esters of sustenance, and you can talk about a little bit of the advantages or not. So let's just go over the esters first of all. And sustenance, you know, I know sustenance well. It was the first injectable I ever used. And the reason I used it back in the day is because back in those days, it was really hard to find a source. So you'd have to order from overseas. You'd have to send some goofy person, a MoneyGram or Western Union. You have to, you know, and then send and then hope they sent you the product. So for me, it was sustenance because literally that was the only thing they had in stock among testosterone. But what is sustenance? Look, it's made up of four esters, which are the following: testosterone propionate, testosterone phenylpropionate, testosterone isocalpreate, and testosterone decanate. And the difference between these four is the half-lives. They're all testosterone, but they're esters. So how fast do they release in the body? How slow do they release in the body? Now, the testosterone decanate will release extremely slow in the body. When you inject it, it takes a long time to reach peak concentrations, weeks and weeks and weeks, maybe 7, 8, 9 weeks to reach peak concentration. So it's a very slow ester to get into the body. It's also a slow ester to leave the body. So when you stop using it, it's in your system longer as well. So this makes it effective for guys out there who want to do TRT because they don't want to inject very much. So they can inject a larger amount less frequently. And that is going to help it be in your system longer and will require less injections. Now, testpropionate is the opposite. It's in and out of your system much quicker. It does have an ester attached to it. It's not like testosterone suspension, which has no ester. Testosterone suspension, you inject it pre-workout, it will boost your workout. It will be in your system during your workout. Then the next day, most of it will be out of your system, gone, because it has no effects past that. Now, testosterone prop does have an ester, but it's still a short half-life. We're talking 3, maybe 3.5 day half-life. So it's going to be in your system about a week and a half. It's going to take about a week and a half, 2 weeks to build up and peak concentrations in your body. And then when you stop using it, the same thing. It's going to take a week and a half, 2 weeks to be out of your system. So at the end of the day, what does phenylpropionate, what does isocalpreate do? They're in the middle of those. So you got one extreme of the decanate, you got another extreme, almost extreme of the propionate. And then in the middle, you've got testosterone phenylpropionate and testosterone isocalpreate. Now, of course, there are longer esters than decanate. There's the U ester, which is extremely long. You only have to inject that like once every 10 to 15 weeks. It's crazy, okay? And that's something that they give, that's Nibido. That's something that they give to people who are going to be on TRT for years and years. There's no turning back.
Yes.
So there is an actual one longer than decanate, but decanate is pretty damn long. So when you're using decanate, you really want to aim to run your cycle at least 12 weeks, 14 weeks, or longer. So this is why Susanon originally mobster was intended for TRT. So talk about your views on esters. You have a more boomer view on things out there, and people
Well,
want to hear what you have to say.
I always used to say on similar shows, and especially on the forums, Steve, refer to the medical use, refer to the reasoning behind a pharmaceutical company creating products. They weren't creating products for bodybuilders. He wasn't creating products, and we love Suston, let's be honest, especially us boomers, and Deca, if we combine the two together. One of my favorite bulking cycles, you know. So we go, okay, right, it's And I'm going to talk a little bit about the sort of PED bodybuilder athletic use, of course. But you go back to the whole reasons esters were created in the first place. And one of the examples I've given on a similar show in the past, Steve, is I say, okay, so imagine you the great example of using steroids in hospital is to retain muscle tissue. An example I use, two examples really that are kind of appropriate. One's the burns victim. And the other one's some poor bastard struggling with cancer or some horrendous condition that leaves more or less immobilized in hospital. And because they're immobilized, because of the nature of the medical condition, they're burning through their muscle tissue, trying to catabolize muscle tissue and fat, God knows what else, just to repair the injury caused by a burn, for example. So I said, imagine you're already struggling with some horrendous burn. Some horrendous medical condition. And do you really want, as would have been the case way back in the day, Steve, when the first doctor decided to use the simplest, as you said earlier on, testosterone, no ester, the first available steroid, form of testosterone, whatever you want to call it, to assist some poor bastard in hospital? We know because we've looked at some of the studies and the history going all the way back. That probably meant injecting someone that's already ill, already uncomfortable, already probably getting fluids put in, already in pain, already on pain meds every few fucking hours. And I mean all day long, Steve, 24 hours a day. So you go, okay, what can we do for these poor bastards that are in that particular situation? So then you start looking at longer esters. You go, hang on, there's the initial effect. We really want to get a testosterone into the system of this poor sod as quickly as we can. And at the same time, if we can, we want to produce a product that has the shorter ester, in this case propionate, and then the longer esters, for example, decanate, so that they're going to get an immediate effect, i.e., within the first few hours of the injection, that immediately starts to help with the healing process. And at the same time, so that we're not having to stick more syringes, more pins and needles into this poor bugger who's already in pain and discomfort, we make sure that the steroid mix that we've created gives an immediate effect, an intermediate effect, vis-a-vis days as opposed to hours, and then something that's a little bit longer lasting. So we end up with a product that arguably, as we just said, Steve's just read you out the details, allows for an immediate effect literally that day and would have an effect 24, 48, 72 hours. And if we do it right, and again, they would monitor in hospital better, you could probably give them a massive injection, 1,000 milligrams. Wouldn't not ever recommend that in performance enhancement, single pin, full meal. I wouldn't want to do that. But some poor bugger in hospital is already struggling with a bunch of medical conditions. The last thing they're going to worry about is the impact of giving him full meal. And you've got something that's got a half-life of at least 21 days, if not longer. You've got the saturation and concentrations that Steve's talked about are peaking, which really means that the healing process, just in that example, is going to start quickly and last for weeks. And you might look at, for again, I would have to go look at the medical research, especially the early studies where they worked out what was going to work and the speed of recovery with people in that situation and so on and so forth. You're probably looking at an injection once a week, Steve. And again, you've got to remember, listeners, in that situation, for example, with cancer, you're looking at what they call chemo or chemical therapy. So you've already been given a load of other chemicals all at the same time. I'm thinking of HIV and AIDS and so on and so forth. Steve, for the guys were lit, their immune system was meant they were losing muscle left, right, and center because of the nature of the condition. And so we saw them being given growth hormone and testosterone. So again, you look at how that works. Now, the reason why bodybuilders look at performance enhancement, of course, is they go, hang on, I'm stressing my body, maybe not as hard as cancer, maybe not as hard as a burns victim, but I'm still putting my body under stress. So if this is helping that poor bastard retain muscle tissue and recover from his terrible injury, then as a bodybuilder, as an athlete, the benefits suddenly start to make sense to me. That's the way that our brains work when it comes to performance enhancement. I'm not going to have as terrible a medical conditioning. Therefore, my recovery, my retention and growth of muscle tissue, uptake of nitrogen and protein to help with repairs of the burns, and in my case, muscle tissue, should be fantastic. And then, of course, again, historically, as you and I have done a couple of shows on this particular point, the idea that we'd have to, can you imagine doing the multiple steroid approach, Steve, and it was all no esters? You would literally, listeners, be peening different steroids, Tranace, for example, every fucking day. You'd be literally peening morning, noon, and night to try to get steroids into your system. So the esterization of steroids absolutely makes sense in terms of not having to pin yourself multiple times per day, not having to put multiples of milliliters into your system and have it literally lose that the next day, and so on and so forth. And there's even an argument with the really short arresters in terms of the impact on the body. So anything that slows down a process, anything that enables you to retain muscle tissue, anything that enables you to utilize more protein absolutely makes sense. It's precisely the reason why we have steroids, but specifically the reason, and arguably, I was going to say, Steve, talking about the popularity of Sustanon. Why do we like Sustanon? So all the explanations I've just given could be bollocks, could be bro science, could be just me theoretically theorizing it out in my head, but we know that's how it works. We know it's an incredibly popular product. We're going to talk about how it's used. And we know, as Steve said, he said, the biggest issue Steve had was getting hold of it, not whether it worked or not, getting hold of it, they're having to pay the way that he paid. I've used Sustanon. I've actually said on multiple shows, when we talked about bulking or Sustanon specifically, it is one of my favorites. So the idea that I only have to pin two times a week, a couple of mil, I would stack it typically, would not run it solo, although we will touch upon that today, obviously. And we know that we're going to get results. We know we're going to see weights go up in the gym. We know that we're going to get more muscle added. We know that we're going to see an increase in appetite. It is a given. It's pretty much, I don't think, Steve, even with the new technology peptides and people coming along as super sort of steroid and prep gurus, I don't think anybody could argue against the popularity, the and the success of using Sustanon. And again, always start with the science first, the medical reasons first, then allow your PED brains to go that direction. And then, of course, we get into how it's used by bodybuilders and the results that those bodybuilders get. And that's very easy to look at. So what do you think on that, Steve?
Yeah, and look, how was Sustanon designed? It was designed to be taken a larger amount, less frequently for TRT reasons. And also mimics Omnidrene, which is popular in Eastern Europe. Now, Sustanon is your people's TRT option in Britain. Now, Omnidrene is East Europe. So Omnidrene and Sustanon were not the same formula previously. It was a little bit different. Now Omnidrene mimics Sustanon. So something happened there where the people who create, who are coming up with the Omnidrene decided, you know what, the Sustanon blend is better. Now, at the end of the day, science rules the day. Science rules the day. Remember that. Okay, you can sit there preaching, you know, with a, you know, book up in the air and saying blah, 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 all day you want. But at the end of the day, the science doesn't lie. Blood work doesn't lie. So the ester charts that I see out there, I've seen a lot of people post up these ester charts and say, hey, Steve, see, look, Sustanon, you know, it makes your blood work all over the place. Look at these charts. And I tell them, look, those charts are generated by AI. They're not real charts. They're generated by a computer, okay? And the computer doesn't understand really how these products work. They don't understand how these esters work, okay? You could plug up numbers into a computer and get and make a chart of anything you want, okay? At the end of the day, the science tells the tale. And the pharmaceutical companies who came up with Sustanon, they tested it way long ago. And they came up with a conclusion, which is why they brought it to market. And the idea was more volume and less frequency. Remember that. More volume and less frequency.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's going to happen is when you start taking it, you're going to start getting those esters releasing into your body. Now, the shorter esters part of sustenance will release quicker. The longer esters will take more time. They'll pick up after another. Over time, after 8 to 10 weeks, once it reaches close to peak concentrations in the body, then you'll start seeing your blood work level out. So if you're on long-term TRT, you're going to be on TRT for 20 years. You don't care that the first 8 weeks you might have a little fluctuation. It don't mean shit to you. You care about where am I going to be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. You see? You see the difference? So really, if you're using this for TRT reasons, you want to inject it a larger volume every 2 to 3 weeks. If you're using it in a cycle solo, you want to inject it up to twice a week. You don't need to inject it more. Now, we see a lot of guys in the forum. This is the one area where, Mops, this is the one area the boomers get it right. Because if you ask a lot of boomers, they'll say, oh, Sustanon, you only have to inject it once a week. If you ask a lot of the younger guys, they'll say, oh, I inject Sustanon every day or every other day. And the problem with that is if you want to inject something every day or every other day, then just use testosterone prop.
Exactly.
Is not testosterone prop. It has a small amount of testosterone prop. 10% of it is testosterone prop. It's 30 milligrams out of 250. So literally about 10%.
Fraction.
So 90% is not testosterone prop. So don't treat it like testosterone prop when it's not testosterone prop. Now, if you want to run a cycle that's really, really short, then pick some other ester. Go with testosterone prop in the first place. Don't use Sustanon because you're not even going to get the decanate option. It's like running DECA for 4 weeks or 5 weeks. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Nandrolone decanate, DECA. It doesn't make any sense because it has such a long ester. It's not even going to reach peak concentrations until past when you stop using it. And then because you're going to stop using it, you'll never even experience peak concentration. So Monster touched upon that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I absolutely agree with Steve. And again, I have seen great arguments by the guys that like to pin more frequently. I'll reference the AI thing as well, right? So the AI will always, as it currently stands, guys, the most popular forms of AI that people are using basically will look at people like us, members of forums all over Reddit, Instagram, whatever, and it will look at all the little quotes of people giving their quote unquote, and literally it's an opinion, right? This is not science. There will sometimes in the AI reference, the AI reply, be a reference to a study, and you really need to go and look at those studies or at least understand the outcome of the study. But for the most part, it's like going to a gym and asking 20 people about Sustanol or 20 people about DECA or whatever. And you know you're not going to get the same reply from all those 20 people. And what AI kind of does, and what sometimes happens with the more frequent pinning suggestion, is it's like picking the answer you want versus the actual answer. Now, sometimes I've seen intelligent replies and good reasons. And again, one of the problems you're going to have, guys, when you look at stuff like this, if a person, and AI is going to use this person as one of the references, has a very specific, unique, or very low number of coincidences in a particular case, that literally they're 1 in 100 that responds in that particular way. Maybe they metabolize steroids very, very quickly. Maybe they're especially sensitive to steroids. Then the idea that that person might need to pin more frequently makes sense to them. But generally speaking, and then again, I'll reference the medical attitude against Steve. People seem to forget that a lot of the time, pharmaceutical companies were working with doctors and hospital, let's say the Burns unit, use the example I used earlier on, tens of thousands, if not more, of subjects that are responding to a medication, in this case, Sustanon, for the treatment of the particular medical condition. And quite some studies will break that down into the examples that I gave, the burns, the cancer, the HIV, and so on and so forth. And I think the HIV in its own particular way is a great one, Steve, because you go, how many people that were being treated for HIV that were given, for example, a multi-ester product like Sustamon were retaining muscle tissue versus the ones that were being given a placebo. And this will be thousands of HIV victims. And that's a horrible thought, but that's where we get the data from. So for the most part, boom or not, and I do laugh as I did earlier on in the show, this is the one that makes zero sense, absolutely no sense. If you are that sensitive, or you metabolize steroids or testosterone so quickly in your specific case, then absolutely I would agree 100% with Steve. It makes pure sense to use a shorter ester. However, to then have the same theoretical thinking, because that's all it is, with a multi-ester product that consists of short and very long esters, not the longest, but very long esters, and then to pin it every single fucking day, makes no sense. Do you know what, Stephen? Sometimes people will leave out this information. And again, this is where AI will fall down. We literally see, and I think just the last couple of days, it's becoming less frequent, but we still see people say, oh, my mate got this, or my source can only get that. You got no excuse. Companies like Europharmacies have Sustanon 250 and Sustanon 500, which we're going to talk about, all the fucking time. You don't need to go with just what you could get hold of, because you're still doing the year 2019 habit of asking your mate what he can get, or asking your source, which is essentially a steroid-selling buddy down the gym, what he can get. You don't need to do that, guys. You can get the proper product that's appropriate to your needs. That's why companies like Europharmacy exist. You don't need to go the other way. So 100%, if we're looking at stuff like this, I would never, why would they want to pin Sustanon on every single day? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Not just because that's what I want to do, in which case, guys, fill your boots, but because what do I want from Sustanon? What am I looking to do? Like Steve said, TRT would be fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Because if you like testosterone, guys, and you can, as Steve said already, cypionate would be incredibly popular, probably the number one TRT option. And declinate, as Steve mentioned earlier on. Yeah. And again, that's what the Australians, I think some of the American clinics and certainly the UK are giving, the longest ester they possibly can, one every 6 weeks. But if I want it for performance enhancement purposes and or TRT, something that requires me to pin, I think for TRT, Steve, once a week, once a fortnight, or in the case of using performance enhancement, twice a week at the most, absolutely fabulous. Look, not every person likes to pin frequently. I think there are literally what we've called in this place that we occupy, pin happy. They are quite happy to pin daily. It's almost like a thing for them. And if it makes them go to the gym and kick ass, great. But it makes no sense in reality. So the reality of the situation is the medical reason was less frequent pinning, higher dosages, as Steve said. We know that the science backs that up. We can look at the studies that we've done. We can go all the way back to when the product was first created and literally look at the thinking behind it and how it was presented to the market and how it was even sold, for want of a better phrase, to the doctors that were going to use it. We can then go and look at the logs on the forums, the articles on the forums, and we can see again and again and again. This isn't one of those bro science things where a few quote-unquote gurus have sat down and come up with some ideas that make kind of sense when you see them written down. This is literally going to be based on the data. And I use an example, Steve, of a guru here in the UK, recently passed away. And he said the reason why he was able to come up with certain information, because at some point he'd worked with 10,000 athletes. Over the years that he was active, he was busy, 10,000 athletes. If you don't learn how a product works with 10,000 athletes, you're shit at your job. If we don't know that Sustanon injected twice a week, specifically if you're going to have it with Deca, as a bulking cycle doesn't work, then what the fuck have everybody been doing for the last 20, 30, 40 years? We know how it works because we can literally go to logs on the forums. We can ask users again and again and again and again. And we know that you don't need to pin more frequently. We know that you can stack it with these great products for bulking. You can use it for TRT and get the same results pretty much 95%, 96% of the time.
Yep, let's move on to the next one. So can you run it solo? That's the big question. And let me talk about this first, and I'll give you the floor, Mobster. Look, at the end of the day, Sustanon is like using regular testosterone. It's going to give you a nice anabolic, androgenic, estrogenic response. Most people are going to have a nice effect of higher libido, more strength, and an easier time building muscle. And of course, you're going to get that alpha feeling of having excess hormones in the body. So it'd be just like running testosterone cypionate or testosterone E or any other longer ester testosterone options. And it's going to, do all those good things that testosterone does for a lot of people. And a lot of you out there react extremely well
Yes.
to running testosterone
Yes.
solo. And you'll see a big difference, especially if it's your first cycle, which we're going to get into shortly. Go ahead.
I'm going to agree again with Steve. I mean, look, guys, although it sounds a little bit like bro science, because Steve and I have argued against it, the idea of using testosterone as a base or testosterone being your first cycle, that's not a given. But the reality is, again, that's the way that most people go. And we've seen great results. And if you do respond well to testosterone, and again, like Steve said, and I've agreed, a very high percentage of people do, it is arguably, especially if you look at the way that the male human body works, and especially when it comes to using testosterone, our typical response to it, absolutely you can use it solo. I would argue, Steve, that we rarely see that. That's only because people have already run a single form of testosterone, vis-a-vis enanthate or cypionate, like Steve said. And then when they go towards Sustanon, they're nearly always stacking it. But can you run it solo? Yes, absolutely. Does it work the same as if you were using a single form of a shorter or longer form esterized version of testosterone? Absolutely. The reality is that you don't need to, for example, start a testosterone stack with a short ester, then a couple of weeks in a longer ester, and then towards the end an even longer ester, or even the other way around, guys. You don't need to do that because this has got it, all the work's been done for you. One of the great arguments I was making in this particular regard is that we are allowed, guys, listeners to this show, to do exactly what the fuck we like, but it makes sense to go with what's out there in terms of information and whatever else. And as I just phrased it, Steve, the work has been done for you. You can take single ester versions as you want, and specifically if you're competing. If you're not competing, I think this is an absolutely perfect product. If I was competing, I probably wouldn't want to run it solo in those circumstances. I would probably really then go to the shorter esters towards the end of a competition, stack and so on, because I want to get a certain response and I want to look a certain way on the day of the stage. But for the typical gym user, I would argue, Steve, if we were talking about blends, because you and I have talked about single forms of steroids before and a popularity in terms of sales worldwide, I would argue this is probably the number one selling blend. I don't think there's anything else that outsells it. There will be single esters, but maybe just as a blend, this is probably the number one seller.
Yeah, it's definitely, because it's pharmaceutical. So, of course. Now, speaking of that, how to use for TRT in doctors in Europe. Prescribe Sustanon for TRT. So let's say you want to use TRT no matter where you're at. If you want to use solo, you can definitely go down that route. You could cruise with it. A lot of people like to cruise with it. So I'll even add that, Mobster, and how to use it for TRT and for cruising. And in either situation, look, the conventional way would be inject 250 milligrams, which would be 1 milliliter of a 250 milligram per milliliter option, which your pharmacies, of course, does carry every 2 to 3 weeks. So you can do this route, and this is what they prescribe in 90% of situations. So in this example, you shouldn't need an AI to help with estrogen since you are generally averaging around 100 milligrams a week. So I'll give you an example of this. If you inject 250 milligrams every 2 weeks, that's 125 milligrams a week. If you inject 250 milligrams every 3 weeks, then all you would do to calculate that is you take 250 divided by 3, which Mobster makes what?
8-ish. It's about
83. That's good, buddy. I'm glad you can do your...
I can do change as well, Steve.
I wanted to put you on the spot and you'd be like, hey, I don't know. I'm a dumb meathead.
I'm the one that does pounds to kilos. You can't do shit.
So if you do 250 every 3 weeks, it's 83 minutes. So you're getting somewhere between 80 and 100 25 milligrams a week, which is the sweet spot for a clean TRT or a clean cruise where you're not thicking up your blood and you're not straining your kidneys and you're not straining your liver. You see what I'm saying? So this would be the option. So, and then when you run it as a solo for a blast or for a cycle, of course, you're going to pump a higher dose, which we're going to get into shortly. So let's talk about the Europharmacy Sustanon options, Mobster. So as I said, they have the 250 milligram a milliliter. And at the end of the day, it's going to be, as you hear my cat scratching the carpet. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I've got the three of them here. Yeah. One well trained.
So one of them is in the Evo headquarters scratching the carpet here. That's why the carpet's all scratched up in case you ever visit. So let's start with the 250 milligram a milliliter option from Europharmacies. The testosterone propionate, 30 milligrams. Testosterone phenylpropionate, 60 milligrams. The testosterone isocapriate, ISO, is 60 milligrams as well. And then the big one, testosterone decanate, is 100 milligrams. So it's mostly, of all the esters, 100 milligrams out of the 250 is the decanate. And then 160 milligrams of the 250 are intermediate to long esters. So that would be the layup of that. Now, the 500 milligram a milliliter from Europharmacies, what is that? It's double everything. So instead of 30 milligrams prop, it's 60 milligrams. Instead of 60 milligrams phenylpropionate and isocapriate, it's 120 milligrams of each. And instead of 100 milligrams of the decanate, it's 200 milligrams of decanate. So that is pretty cool stuff.
I've used the 500, Steve. I have
Tell
actually
us about
had
it.
A sing, yeah, I had a single vial of that, and I my last order cycle before Sustanon and Decacycle, I had it, and it was great purely simply because I just needed to do half a mil once on a Monday and once on a Thursday for the length of my stack, which I keep relatively short. But as Steve said, it's still going to be in my system for ages. Zero PIP, that was something else. I'm going to touch upon that briefly, Steve. When we were talking about 500 mil products in the past, and Steve and I have done shows on this specifically, say 10 years ago, Steve, because it's coming up to that time, maybe 15 years ago, if you had anything, I don't care what was in it, anything that had over 400 milligrams of steroids in a milliliter, there was pain. And there were some people that were especially sensitive to that. Something I've said on previous shows, when it comes to high concentration products, in the last, as I say now, 8, 9, 10 years, I can only think of maybe two examples off the top of my head. This would be 8, 9 years on the evolutionary forum, Steve. And I think we've only seen maybe two people in that length of time talk about post-injection pain seriously as an actual issue. One in the last couple of weeks of those two actually had some red marks. We think it was more to do with their injection technique than the actual product, because there was no swelling, there was no abscess, etc. And yet, if you go back 15, 20 years ago, how many times did we see problems? This was sterility as much as post-injection pain. But for some people, there was literally an inflammation in the area. It was uncomfortable to walk, or they couldn't press, or they couldn't bench, or they couldn't curl. And I mean, I'm not just saying because they'd done an injection, say, in their bicep, and then the next day they trained arms, which is uncomfortable. No, this was a properly uncomfortable issue. And in the last 10 years, as I say, and especially with companies like Europharmacies, and I've used the 500 milligram product, zero issues. Again, maybe two out of the last 10 years, like I mentioned. What's that? 99.99% of people don't have problems with high milligrams per milliliter, and this is of any product. What's very popular here right now, Steve? A testosterone 400. I think that's a couple of different things. But again, Sustanon, 500 milligrams, zero problem for me. And the idea that I don't have to inject as many milliliters, even better. For TRT, so like you just said, what would that be? Once every 3 or 4 weeks? Fabulous.
So a quick story on the PIP. Remember how I said the first one I used was Sustanon, right? Well, the first time I injected it, I screwed up. I took out, this was my first ever time injecting anything into my body. So I was fucking freaked out, man. It took me like an hour to finally get the courage to do it. Anyway, I ended up going back and forth. I was like confused. I was like, I wanted to do 250 milligrams, right? And I loaded the pin with Sustanon, and they were in amps. So I was thinking to myself, for some reason, I thought if I do 2 amps, because I got it confused because I want to do 500 milligrams a week and each amp was 250. So I was like, am I supposed to do 2 amps in this injection or 1 amp in this injection? I was like confused. And I went back and forth like 3, 4 times, you know, and sometimes you should go with your first instinct on things. And then sometimes you doubt yourself because you're scared or you're confused. So I ended up injecting 2 amps at one time. So it was 500 milligrams into my shoulder. And let me tell you something. That was so bad, man. Like the injection was so bad. I was shaking and all this stuff. The pain was so nasty from right off the bat. And it lasted like a week. And my shoulder was so sore and hurt so much. But even as I got better with injecting with that Sustin on, the post-injection pain was horrible. In those days, you had to deal with it because those that what you had access to, it was not designed for bodybuilders. It was designed for people on long-term TRT. So those pharma companies didn't give a shit that you're a bodybuilder and that you were going to use a bigger dose. So if you use a bigger dose, like I did by mistake, you're going to pay the price. But now with your pharmacies, what do? They design something that purposely is for bodybuilders, and they have that in mind when they are developing it. They make sure that they keep the post-injection pain down. Like someone like me, who's extremely prone to post-injection pain, I might get some post-injection pain, but for a lot of you out there who may not be as sensitive as I am, you may not experience any, like in Mobster's case. So it's good that they're doing that, and it's good that your pharmacies has the bodybuilders back, and they understand that bodybuilders have certain issues that they're dealing with. Now, someone, just some regular, you know, dad bod guy who gets on TRT, he doesn't work out, he doesn't give a shit if his muscle is sore for a couple of days, he's not gonna care. But a bodybuilder, if your muscle is sore for a week, how the fuck are you supposed to train that muscle effectively? And how the fuck are you
Or
supposed to
inject it
sleep?
again, Steve. And you won't
So,
want to inject as
and you're
frequently. You
doing
won't get great
more, you're
results.
doing a bigger dosage. So they are designing their products for bodybuilders. And that's one of the reasons why, that's the number one reason why Uropharmacies is a great, great brand that you should check out, especially if you're interested in using Sustanon. All right, so let's get into how to use it for a first cycle, Mobster. And look, first cycle with Sustanon, you should aim to run it 12 to 4 weeks. I wouldn't go more than that because it's going to be in your system many weeks after stopping. You don't want to shut yourself down for too long, especially if you're planning on coming off in PCT. It's also very important to have an AI on hand for estrogen risk, either Aromasin or Arimidex. You can also buy these from Urofarmacy. So that's good that Urofarmacy is a one-stop shop. Now you can run as your first cycle anywhere from 250 milligrams up to 750 milligrams a week for a first cycle. When I did it for my first cycle, I did 500 milligrams a week. Although that first week, I accidentally did 750 milligrams a week because I fucked up the first injection. I did 500 milligrams instead of 250, and I didn't even know it until afterwards. I went back and I was like, hey, I screwed up. So at the end of the day, you could do that. And then what's cool also, Mobster, and I know you're not a big fan of doing this as well, and this is kind of something I'll throw in there too. You could kickstart it with an oral, maybe a light oral. Although that would not make it a testosterone-only cycle technically. But let's say you wanted to just enjoy the first 4 weeks more as a Sustanon's building up in your system. You could do a kickstart with some, you know, oral. And Urofarmacies has all the orals that you could possibly imagine. Maybe Mobster, you could touch on some of your favorite orals from Urofarmacies that you may kickstart with. D-ball would be good if you want to bulk. Anavar would be good. Dronabol would be good. These are some good options. What else do you like?
Let me think there, Steve, off the top of my head. Anadrol, we talked about again for bulking and or getting into shape. You can use an oral Winstrol if you wanted to get into shape. It completely depends on what you want. I've used orals. I very rarely, I've just literally this cycle, I kickstarted with a bit of Debo just as a bulker to boost my strength very, very quickly. But normally for me, I don't kickstart and I don't finish. This is appropriate to the user again. And I've probably used, I'm going to say, Steve, I think I've used all of the oral options from Urofarmacies at some point, but not necessarily all of them with Sustanon. Look, guys, it's one of those apples and oranges. What I do for me versus what you do. As an example, Steve, it would make sense in my case to finish a Sustanon cycle with so use as a finisher Anavar if I'm using a Sustanon, as I typically do when I stack it with Dekra as a bulker, to increase my strength at the end of the cycle and to get more of a performance on when I, especially when I competed on the platform or when I'm doing a personal challenge now. That would absolutely make sense for me. If I was using, for example, Sustanon and Anavar as a cutter, that wouldn't make so much sense. There would be other options. So it's what I want from what I'm doing versus, say, for example, Steve. Steve tends to be leaner than me. He wants to be leaner than me all the time. The way that he would run a stack and the way that I would run a stack would differ. Same for you listeners. Sustanon for me is again, solo. Yes, absolutely. I might even consider it in the future, Steve, just in terms of what's available to me for my little stash versus the way that I'm doing products now. I wouldn't necessarily add any other form of testosterone to it. It absolutely makes no sense. And I'm already going to use Deca, but purely and simply because although there's testosterone decanate in here, a Sustanon and Deca stack is a great bulker just for how the body responds to it. And again, I mentioned that for my own particular benefits. So again, guys, look, definitely make sure that you come on the forums and ask if you're going to use this. Is this the right option for your particular plan? Is this the right option for your particular target? And I would ask you, Steve, in terms of the testosterone, and we've done this when we talked about other products a little bit, it could be one of those things where people won't necessarily consider it because of the multiple ester approach for cutters versus bulkers. And yet, arguably, it's just as effective as a cutter if you like to use testosterone because it's got all the testosterone options in there. Is it the perfect thing for that? That might come down to you, how you respond and your particular aims and targets, or even how out of condition or in condition you are when you start the cycle. So again, it's one of those things that we like to look at. Very briefly, I'm just going to touch upon the side effects here, Steve. Same as you would get on any form of testosterone, and I shall read this out very, very quickly, guys. Some side effects with testosterone, so the consistent side effects with testosterone, might be a little bit of water retention. Well, that's great for me bulking, so that's not an issue. Gyno, well, Steve touched upon using an AI earlier on. Some people, and I haven't really seen this recently, Steve, but I know it's occurred in the past, people talk about hair loss, perhaps, and prostate. Again, this will be typical of a response to most forms of testosterone, not specifically Sustanon. And what else am I looking at here, Steve? Oh, yeah, and oily skin. Again, completely depends. I never get any issues with oily skin. I'm certainly post-pubic, and I'm too fucking old for that kind of shit, but I've never really had that. The only other one, and it's something this is, again, specific to your diet, your medical condition, and whether you're using some sort of organ products, you are going to have issues with cholesterol. And again, just because you're using Sustanon doesn't mean you're going to have a shitty diet. Your diet should be better, especially when on cycle. You should be using an organ product, like I've just said, and you should be looking at getting your bloods done and using healthy oils, etc., in your diet versus crappy fats and so on and so forth. So you'll get a better response. The better your diet is, the harder you're training, and of course, specific to you, the shape that you was in when you started the cycle. So yeah, what about that then, Steve, before we move on?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit before we get into talking about more about uterpharmacies. Get the specific results, Mobster, that we both had. So let me talk. You talk about some of the strength benefits that you saw some Sustanon on. I'll talk about my results first, and then I'll let you talk about yours. So my first cycle, let me tell you something. On Sustanon, after two, 3 weeks, after this stuff started to kick in, my appetite was absolutely wicked. I mean, I was eating everything. I was eating everything I could. So the appetite definitely boosted you. My goal was to bulk up, and boy, did this stuff do it for me. I put on literally 10, 15 pounds on my first cycle with Sustanon. So you can absolutely get great results just on Sustanon. You don't even have to use anything with it. And at the end of the day, my strength went up. I was noticing when I was benching, I would do like 6 repetitions. And then when I was on Sustanon after like 2-3 weeks, I noticed I was doing 8 repetitions, 9 repetitions of the same weight. Yeah. So it definitely makes you a lot stronger and makes you really feel fantastic. So I got a lot of respect for what it does for me in the body for sure. And at the end of the day, in terms of, side effects, I didn't have too many side effects, buddy. I mean, I was good. The water retention is definitely there, but if you're using, your proper AI, that's going to solve it. And, at the end of the day, it's just an amazing. You wake up in the morning feeling alpha. You want to just go and eat a big meal. You want to go and throw around some heavy weights. You feel like you're going to tear it up every time you go to the gym. So it really made me feel fantastic, man. It's one of the best out there. If you just want something to take and get that androgenic and amazing feeling when you get up in the morning, and you just want to kill it every day, man. You just want to go work out, and you just want to absolutely tear it up in the gym. So it's definitely one of the best cycles I ever did for sure. And there's nothing like your first cycle. So if you're thinking about using it for your first cycle, it's not a bad idea at all, as long as you do everything right. Monster, tell us about your experiences with Sussan. Tell us how
I've
much you get
sold a few of
strong.
these. It's just fucking crazy, Steve. Even arguably now, and I'm doing a cycle right now with Suston and Decker. I'll tell you very quickly the stuff that's happened in the past, and regular listeners to these shows would have heard this story before, but if you're not, my response to Suston Decker to get as a combination back in the day was out fucking standing. I'm 308 pounds as we don't do this show. But back in the day, between 2005, 2011, I was probably competing the most, and I hadn't run a stack. I think everything up to that point had been either single injectables or oral, Steve. And I was actually getting to compete in different countries at that time, up to and including the Mighty Mitts at the Arnold in 2010, two or three competitions that year or there or thereabouts. And I regularly said, listeners, if you know the shows, I would sit at 280 pounds at 6 foot three in my what would be mid 40s to early 50s at that particular time. And boom, 300 fucking pounds within weeks. Within, I think, say 3 weeks of an 8 to 12 week stack. Longest I think I ever did was 16 weeks because I had two competitions back to back. I said to Steve that the weight gain, which is exactly what I wanted it for, was so fucking quick that the side effect wasn't like the Anavar pumps or whatever else. It was adding 20 pounds so quickly that walking up and downstairs, and I lived in a little, what we call two up, two down here in the UK, a small terraced house, was uncomfortable because I'd put on so much weight so quickly and you could feel the 20 fucking pounds. But in terms of strength for the gym, oh my God, if you put 20 pounds on an average height person, that's the equivalent of 2 inches all over your body, 2 inch bigger legs, bigger arms, bigger shoulders, bigger chest. An inch is 10 pounds, 2 inches, 20 pounds. And that is a lot when you're pressing and benching and curling and dipping and whatever the fuck you're doing, guys. And that's exactly what I was doing for. I would time the maximum weight gain with the maximum strength part of my training cycle. The idea being, of course, that I peak the strength when I'm about to go and compete on the platform. And being the biggest, strongest motherfucker I could possibly be was absolutely. I have been bigger. I did a cut with one company's product for 4 weeks, and then I followed that straight up with a bulk. And as regular listeners will know, again, the biggest I've ever been was 336 pounds at the same height, 6 foot three. So yeah, that was absolutely fucking crazy, Steve. And again, just the strength. Even now, I think arguably I don't really change my body weight. I'm probably 140 kilos, 308 pounds, pretty much all the fucking time. And which is kind of a shame because it might be nice to be briefly a little bit bigger again. As people that come onto the forums will know, some of the times when I'm on cycle, as I am right now, fucking numbers are ridiculous. I mean, what did I do last week, Steve? In excess of 800 pounds for 7 reps, 370 kilograms on a Hatfield squat for 7 reps. And again, I think that's week two of a Sustadon and Deca cycle, just to give you an example. Finally, and Steve mentioned this already, appetite. Again, it doesn't have that effect on me anymore, Steve. But that's probably to do with my age, peak strength, and all the rest of it. But I would absolutely agree, and especially for you first time, second time, third time users, because I'm probably up around 10 or 11 times now. My appetite was through the fucking roof. And I couldn't get my head around it to begin with, Steve, but I've mentioned this on shows before. Typically for me, if I'm eating a meal, might be a bowl of cereal in the morning, might be a light lunch, might be an evening meal, and I tend to eat more, I'm not thinking about having something to eat more. And in fact, just the last couple of days, I've got up in the middle of the night, Steve, to go for a pee, go for a piss, and I've cooked something for, you know, in 5 or 10 minutes as an egg last night, 6 eggs last night, up 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. So my appetite is a little bit increased. But back in the day, like Steve said, on Sustanon and Deca, I would be thinking about eating something else while I'm eating a what should be a meal that would fill me up, satiate me, make me satisfied for a few hours. And I would literally be hungry and thinking about the next meal, which for you guys that are struggling with your appetite, and I'm talking specifically about the ectomorphs and the underweight guys that want to get bigger, one of the things that sometimes happens with those guys, Steve, is they will say, I'm eating as much as I can. And we go and look at their diets, and it's like 1,500, 1,800, maybe 2,000 calories, maybe 120, 130 grams of protein, something similar. And you go, motherfucker, you're just not eating enough. Then for you, the idea that you could want to eat more, that you literally are hungry for the next meal, has to be appealing. And so long as that food is clean, high protein, not too dirty, not a dirty bulk or whatever else, if you can do it right, if you can meal prep, guys, and if you can eat clean, then your gains will be fucking crazy, legendary. And even for me, again, Steve, and I say that as a boomer, someone who's in excess of 60 years of age, again, in combination with Deca, the idea, us boomers like the idea of products that are going to make us feel good in the gym, that are going to give us that fluid around the joints, that are going to enable us to lift without discomfort, which comes with being an old motherfucker who's been lifting for a long period of time, has to be an attractive thing. But again, guys, if you're younger and you're coming into this new, or this is your first cycle or second cycle, and you're still looking to get as big as a house, you want to be an influencer, but you want to be a big, strong motherfucker rather than tiny little wasted, then absolutely you need to look at these combinations that we described, or, as Steve said, solo. Again, just as an option for me in the future, Steve, and we've talked about different things that I might do at my age, the idea of using Sustanon as a TRT replacement and only injecting twice a week, I would probably go for 1.5 to 1.75 mil in that situation. But once a fortnight, fabulous. Why the fuck not? That's probably on my future, Steve, purely and simply because we got these options out there. Yeah, so we got CPNA and Amphate, and Europharmacies does everything you want in that regards as well.
Yeah, talk about Europharmacies, buddy. Let's talk about it. Let me go first, and I'll let you finish out with your thoughts, because you've used them more than anybably out there.
Yes, look, I have. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And look, at the end of the day, really, I talked about it earlier. Europharmacies, they design their products, and the products that they sell are designed for cycling. They're designed for first cycles, second cycles, fifth cycles, 10 cycles, 20 cycles. Amateurs who just want to get an edge in the gym. Bodybuilders who are professionals. No matter where you're at, they're designed for all of you out there. It doesn't matter, what level you're at, okay? It doesn't matter if you're new to this. It doesn't matter if you've been experienced. And they have you covered from A to Z across the board. That's something important to me, because you want to go on there. If you need some Aromasin or some Arimidex, you can go on there and buy it along with your Sustanon or any other product that you're looking for. That's important. Also, quality, 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 and price, price, price.
Yes.
In this economy, the way things are going, you've got to save money. You got to be a smart consumer. You got to be a smart consumer. And a lot of you out there, okay, you're not good at managing your money. So when times get tough, you find yourself in trouble. So smart consumers use Europharmacies for a reason, because their prices are competitive, but more importantly, you're getting quality. So you're not getting the cheapest products out there. You're getting the most quality products out there. It's like going to a dentist. Do you want to go to the cheapest dentist in town and have them screw up your your tooth? Or do you want to go to a dentist who's fairly priced and has good deals and has good value, but also does a solid job for you? So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, just on the deals thing that Steve's mentioned, and I've made a note here while Steve was talking, buy ahead of time. This is just a key thing for you guys to do, and this is regardless of who you're talking about, but specifically Europharmacies. their main resellers will have deals on your pharmacy's products all the fucking time. Literally, Steve, I can't think of one company that I'm thinking off the top of my head that hasn't had a deal or a sale. In fact, they even have a sales tab on their site every fucking week for one or two of the Europharmacy's products. So buy what you need way ahead of time and you will save money. That's number one. Number two, something Steve said, and I'm going to touch upon this in terms of potentially, arguably, and I can think of maybe two other individuals on the evolutionary forums, Steve, I'm probably the number one user of their products on the forums. And what do I mean by that? Most people will go with company for a little bit and then another company for a little bit. I think with one or two exceptions, and I've mentioned these in other shows when we've talked about those products, 95% of my stacks for the last 10 years have been Europharmacy's products. They just have, if for one reason or another. I have an enormous amount of personal stashing of Europharmacy's products. I've literally had to swap a couple just to get a couple of other things that I needed that I'd run out of from what I've got here. So, yeah, I've probably got enough here to keep me going for 5 or 6 years, Steve. So I don't need to get any more right now. But, yeah, absolutely. Look, something Steve's touched upon, and I know this. I talk to the companies that Europharmacy's work with. You can go look on the Europharmacy's product page themselves, your actual main page for Europharmacy's on the internet, and you can work this stuff out for yourself, seeing what's out there in terms of how the products are produced, how the products have been developed, when product issues have happened and how quickly they've dealt with it, and so on and so forth. So, for example, Steve, and I'll say this, as I said before, you start with how long has a company been around? Europharmacy's 20 years plus. That's number one. Number two, you go off with a reputation. And the easiest way to do with that is to look at different forums, different places, different reviews. And I'm not just talking about one or two places. You go to half a dozen places. And some of these places will be in competition. They're rivals of another place or another thing. And yet Europharmacy's will still get a thumbs up. It won't be given a negative on that side and a positive on this side. It's a positive across the board. Again, just look at multiple sites and you will see that they get a thumbs up or a pro. Four stars or five stars again and again and again. Company that I deal with that's one of the sellers of Europharmacy's, and of course Europharmacy's directly, has arguably some of the best customer service in the industry. This is something that's super, super important. In the age of Amazon, people like to get their products quickly. They like them to arrive well packed. They want to know that if there's any issues, that company is going to deal with it. And this is it's become more and more of a thing. Back in the day, like Steve said, you had to fucking hope your products got there. Hope you wasn't ripped off. Hope they didn't keep the money until you to fucking do one. Because companies don't last 20 years by doing stuff like that. Something that Steve said as well, and I think this applies here, you touched upon the idea of pros. I wrote down pros here because we have specifically mentioned the name of, unfortunately, deceased, the late Monstro. Being a professional, a WABA professional bodybuilder who uses it. I can think on the forum, Steve, we got two competing. One, arguably, the wife is actually even better athlete than the husband. He's a strong motherfucker. National standard and arguably becoming international standard, meaning top 40, top 50 in the world. Female powerlifter has been using Europharmacy's probably for the last 6 or 7 years. PRs, you can list, again, guys, come on the forum and check this out. PRs, almost every fucking worker. And you can see the muscularity that she's exhibiting. So you go, right, so why do athletes, I'm including myself now, Steve, use Europharmacy's? Because I was getting the results I was supposed to get, same as she is, same as the other athlete, the competing bodybuilder, the professional bodybuilder. Muscle tissue, if you are a bodybuilder. Strength, if you're a powerlifter, and so on. You can't, no company should be only looking to deal with one kind of customer. And I think Europharmacy's out there in terms of allowing for TRT, in terms of strength, muscle, cutting products, and so on and so forth. We mentioned the post-injection pain, the PIP earlier on, being almost a non-issue. I don't think I've seen, specifically for Europharmacy's, that as an issue. And one of my favorite things, well, two more things just to finish, as we get towards the end of the show. One I've mentioned on the rare occasion, and I think Europharmacy's contracted out one product to a subcontractor and great product. And then they started, they regularly tested this product, saw that there was an issue, and they literally contacted every single customer on a Friday, and by the Monday, all those customers had either been refunded or had products replaced. So the single time, this is in the last 8 or 9 years as we do this show, they had one product as an issue, they resolved it in 96 hours. That is out fucking standing. So yeah, guys, look, for me, I use the phrase on the forum, but I say that they're my go-to. They're my number one source. And that's absolutely given. My reputation, when I talk about if I have used a product, I haven't used a product, is important to me. But you can take it to the bank, as the phrase goes. I've used Europharmacies. I trust Europharmacies. And even as we do this podcast, Steve, there are three products on my table, at my desk, with the microphone to the right-hand side here, and two of those are Europharmacies products. And one of them, and I've had it for absolutely ages, is from that super bulk cycle back in the day. And I'm nearly finished on that one. And then when I finish that, and it's a Sustanon, Steve, when I finish, that's going to be replaced with Europharmacy Sustanon, which I've got 20, 15 mil vials in my stash. So yeah, listen, guys, for me, it's one of those, I know where I'm going to get. I know my results. I know that my strength's going to go through the roof. I know that my appetite is just now starting to increase again. You might see me getting a little bit bigger, 315, 320, who knows? See how we get on. And I've got some crazy numbers I want to do, Steve. And I think I might take Steve's suggestion and run it up to 12 weeks this time, just because why the fuck not? And then come off for another 12, 16 weeks. So, yeah, come back onto the forums, guys. Check out what we're doing. Look, that's the last one, Steve, just to finish. And this is something which I think is absolutely amazing. And we had this again just this weekend, where someone had taken a company's products without telling them and tested the products. So we know, we trust Europharmacies. We talk about Europharmacies as an approved source for this reason. This is where third parties, meaning you, the listener, have brought their products, and you don't trust Mobster, you don't trust Steesme. I'm going to get this. They're talking shit. They're getting paid. I'm going to take the product. I'm going to go away and get it tested. And they've gone away and they've got it tested and they've come back and found that these products are absolutely exactly what we say. I think, Steve, they were one of the highest scoring in that particular, I think it was within 96 or 97% in terms of how close they was to being exactly what it said on the label. I believe, I'm thinking of a particular rep on the forum, where we've had products from Eurofarmers come back at 102 and 103%, meaning they were actually overdosed, which is absolutely fucking amazing, Stephen. Exactly the sort of thing that we're looking for. Any final thoughts as we finish the show?
No, I think you covered it, man.
Yeah. I think Steve said to me in the last show, I'm sold. Where can I buy the products? We were doing something on GLP saying, listen, guys, I do come across as a salesman for this one purely simply because I like the products so goddamn much. And if I get in great results, come on the forums, check out what I'm doing, check out my log, check out the female
panelists. You get paid 1% out of every sale. That's
if only that would be amazing. It's nice that I've got all those products there, mate. Absolutely, yeah. And I deal with one of the resellers on a regular basis, just back and forth and whatever the fuck else. So yeah, listen, the whole team, it's been great. The products are great. Never had any particular issues myself. I think in all the years, I've had one issue where they hadn't sent a package properly. And that's kind of it. Anything else we've managed to sort out, absolutely 100%. In fact, even that we've sorted out. And I had to sort of get in touch with them and say, listen, you guys are fucked up. And that was 40 orders, 50 orders. So I think that's pretty fucking good, mate. Absolutely. Listen, listeners, as always, please note, we are not doctors and the opinions are ours. It's our view based on our experience, our views on the topic. A podcast for informational purposes and entertainment only, the freedom of speech and the First Amendment.